I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
I can't keep on losing you.
Hey, let's do this final hour at Dirt and Sprague on a Wednesday. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
It's a little chilly out.
It is a little chilly.
I know my forecast on my phone said cloudy Wednesday, but damn, it's kind of cold out too.
Can I make a bold statement?
No. I have a beach trip coming up. I'm not even sure we're going to be able to go to town, so we might be hubbed just at the house. Can you not do something stupid like, tomorrow's going to be 98 degrees?
You know what officially starts tomorrow?
Stop.
Book it.
No, you can't do this three different times.
Summer.
Nobody does this
here,
more than
baby.
You. Oh, my God. It's here. 75, 77,
79, 77, 73, 75, 78.
You can't.
It's
no.
Your highs for the next 10
is
days.
Is that really summer weather?
Dude, there's like barely a cloud in the sky. There's yellow balls on every single day.
That's not summer weather.
Who doesn't like yellow balls?
I love yellow balls, but it's like I'm golfing tomorrow after the show.
Yeah. Where are you going to play? Where are you going to play?
Forest Hills.
Oh,
Swag.
You're going to go out with Swaggart, are you?
Yeah. Nice. Well, you didn't want to play, so
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Well, that's a bit of a drive after a show.
I know.
And I'm playing Friday morning.
Yeah, you can't play 2 days in a row?
I don't like playing in the evening and then the next morning. If I'm going to go back-to-back days, I like doing congruent times.
Isn't that what they do at the PGA? You play late, you start early?
You do, but they're also professional golfers, and I'm not a professional
golfer.
Suck
it up, Buttercup. You're going to see your tour.
I'm also back in the gym now, and my legs are going to hurt like hell in the next 2 days.
Did you see this super sidetrack note, but you just made me think of it. Did you see what our boy Crawford is doing now?
He squatted, what, 355?
He squatted 355 pounds.
It's not bad. I got 500, but it's not bad.
You could squat 500 pounds.
Yeah, remember the challenge with Swigard? Or no, was it 300? What did I get?
Swags was 315.
Oh, it was 315.
And he didn't come close at all.
Well, I got that. That's how much
I got. I know. I knew you could do like the low 300, but 355 for Crawford?
He's gotten into powerlifting, man.
Yeah, he has.
He's always posting the videos on Instagram of power squatting with a belt on and Zubas.
Well, and I'm not good enough squatter to know, but his form looked like it hurt my back. But he's training at an actual strength company.
Yeah, he's
so
all in.
Clearly his form is okay because they were cheering him on and not saying anything, but that was pretty impressive. But
he's going the opposite spray because you were more of a bulky and then you tried to lean up and become a runner. And he was a lean, long distance runner who is now trying to become more bulky.
Yeah, we've completely shifted philosophies.
Going opposite directions.
I weighed myself the other day. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, you need to eat something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's get a beer in that belly.
But I'm golfing tomorrow, and you're sitting over here being a jackass proclaiming summer's here for like the 18th time in a month span.
No, that's only the third. I think I've done it twice so far.
You did it like 2 months ago. And
I did, yeah. And I felt good about that.
Yeah, and then it like rained for a week straight 2 days later.
June was a little wet.
When you proclaim weather is one way, it goes the other. And when you leave on vacation, big things happen.
That's very true. Very true. Look forward to some news at the end of July then. Maybe the Blazers Blazers will be going on a run. Today, though, is a notable sports day. Now, we usually don't pay too much attention to it because, you know, there's like actual sports going on, like Major League Baseball, that kind of stuff on July 1st. Well, not so much the case, although there are some things. Another golf tournament starting tomorrow, and we're watching some random soccer right now. But today, happy Bobby Bonilla Day, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Now, do you guys firmly understand the backstory of this? Because I don't know if I've ever really read up on it.
Yeah, I read the backstory 3 years ago because, and I'm making fun of us here, too.
Sure. We totally probably did a segment on it.
We do this. Every show does this every year.
And we forget it. We bring up Bobby Bonilla Day.
Bobby Bonilla Day. Hey, can you believe he still gets $1 million a year? How many more years does he have, Bob? 25 more years left, Jim? Yeah.
He's going to get paid until 2035.
Yeah, he's got some more money coming in. And by the way, one of the dumber agreements a team has ever had.
That's the Mets. What do you expect?
Instead of paying the dude 5.9, they deferred and said, we'll give you 30 over the lifetime of whatever, how many years it was.
So he last played in 2001, and he gets this check every year on July 1st. So he signed in 1997, something like that, like a $29 million deal. They released him in late 2000, but they were still on the hook for $5.9 million more in salary. So they owed him, and let me again remind you, as of 20 years ago, they owed him $5.9 million. But believing that they were about to make a significant profit off of their investments with Bernie Madoff,
mm-hmm.
Mets ownership decided to and agreed to defer his salary with an 8% interest and spread it across 25 years. So they owed him $5.9 million at the time of their cutting of him,
yeah,
but spread it across 25 years with an 8% interest. Well, the interest and the payments were going to kick in starting in 2011. From 2000 to 2011, his money turned from $5.9 million into $29.8 million. And that's where you get a $29.8 million divided by the 25 years of payments equals $1.19 million every single season.
His ex-wife said, quote, I made it very clear we can't take that lump sum of 5.9. I said, you'll just end up spending it, end quote.
So smart. He's going to get a $1.19 million check until he turns 72 years old.
Oh,
he's 57 right now. He gets it for 15 more seasons.
With the amount of money he made in his career, because he wasn't Hall of Fame guy, but he's like that next tier down. He was really good.
At the time, when he signed a deal in 1991, he signed like one of the richest contracts in team sports.
Well, I was going to ask you this. Do you think his name or his game are more known?
For sure his name.
Mm.
I think he is most known for this, I think, now more than anything he ever did on the field.
Which sucks, because Bobby Bonilla was a really good player.
He won a World Series. He was on that Marlins 97 World Series team.
Yeah, he played first, right?
Yeah, and then they traded him back to the Mets after that on their fire sale after winning it. But
look up his stats.
Yeah, I'd be curious of that. One unique thing from this.
I always loved, he was a Brave for like a year.
Yeah.
He wasn't even all that great at that point, but
Bobby
I was
Bonilla.
Jacked to see Bonilla's name on a Brave uni.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those cool last names to see on the back of a jersey. Some of the other deferred contracts, now I didn't know a lot about some of these, but I was reading up on them today. The Braves have paid Bruce Sutter, Hall of Fame closer Bruce Sutter, roughly $1.2 million each year since 1991. The next year,
by the way, an underrated deferred contract.
Right, since 1991, he's getting $1.2 million.
Why don't we talk about that the way we talk about Bonilla? It's
Isn't
roughly
it crazy?
The same timeline,
right? And so next year apparently is the last year that they owe him. They owed him a $9.1 million lump sum payment in 2022.
But Dirt,
that's crazy, isn't he? He's been getting $1.2 million since 1991.
That's 39 years of $1 million right? contract. Bonilla's right? was 30 for $1 million a year,
something like that. Yeah.
So Sutter got more. His deferred contract is bigger and longer than Bonilla's, and we call this Bobby Bonilla Day.
Right. Ken Griffey Jr. has gotten approximately $3.6 million each year since 2009 from the Cincinnati Reds. Next year is the final year of that. The Red Sox have been paying Manny Ramirez roughly $2 million every year since 2011 and will do so until 2026. So he has another, five, 6 years of making $2 million. Mm. The White Sox have paid Paul Konerko $1 million each year since 2014. They will do so through next year. And then the Mets have another one. Brett Saberhagen gets $250K each year since 2004, and he will do so until 2028. One current interesting note on this, by the way, apparently the Nationals are the new team that's doing this a lot with their current players, and they're tying it into their contracts. The Nationals, they're paying Rafael Soriano $2 million every year until 2024.
God, I forgot about Soriano.
Get this. Max Scherzer is owed in deferred money $15 million a year from 2022 through 2028. And Steven Strasburg, who just signed his contract extension, is owed approximately $114 million in deferred salary through 2029.
Remember, we talked about that. We brought that up when he'd signed his extension about, he went kind of the Bobby Bonilla route.
He went the deferred money route, man. Brilliant if you could get it.
Also have Daniel Murphy. He's getting a deferred contract. Patrick Corbin. And former Oriole Matt Waiters also has a deferred contract with them as well.
Really?
Is Dan Murphy getting deferred because he had a kid at the wrong time?
See what you did.
What do you think?
I see what you did. Totally, man. Time that out. No, I'm not getting down that road.
By the way, Bobby Bonilla career stats, 279 hitter.
Okay.
This is kind of, 279 hitter. He had 287 home runs.
Yeah, that's a good career.
And 1,100 RBIs.
That's a good career.
And he played 16 seasons.
Yeah, that's a long-term great career.
Man, I loved him.
Remember him for this.
I wish I would have been old enough to really appreciate the Pirates days.
Yeah, the
real Bobby Bonilla.
The real Pirates days. Would you be smart enough as a professional athlete to accept a deferred contract, or would you take the lump sum?
This is a no-brainer. People act like this was so forward thinking. It basically breaks down to, hey, Dirt, do you want $5.9 million now or do you want $30 million?
Well, the other thing, too, is they tied 8% interest to it. What the hell were the Mets doing? It's not like they deferred the $5.9 million to stretch it out. They tagged 8% interest on it.
Who would have said yes to the lump sum versus the deferred payments of that equal $30 million with an 8% interest added?
Yeah, I mean, he had to be in good financial standing because he got cut in 2000 and the deferred payments did not start until 2011. So it was one of those, you're not going to get a check for 11 years. So you had to make sure you were set financially through that point.
He started his career in 86. He started playing baseball the year I was born.
You'd think he was doing fine financially.
Yeah, and you mentioned he had one of the richest contracts in history.
At the time.
The way it ended in the Mets too, which was, I always loved him being a Brave because it was instantly after, and I hate the Mets. The way that they ended too was hilarious. Bobby Valentine hated him.
Yeah.
And then there was that infamous story of... they said during a game he was caught playing cards in the clubhouse during a playoff game.
What the hell, man?
It's like, hey.
Get a couple hands in here.
Let's play spades. Who cares about a playoff game going on?
So let us all strive to be Bobby Bonilla one day and get $1.19 million from the ages of, what would it have been? This would have been 9 years ago, so he would have been 48, I believe. 48 to 72 is the age range. He's going to get just over $1 million every year.
What's the number where you defer the lottery payment versus take the lump sum, or is it not even a consideration?
I always take lump sum.
No matter what.
No matter what.
So like 3.8 mil.
Taking the lump sum. Invest it smart. Give me that money.
You're losing some money.
It's all right. Give me that money.
Okay.
I'll reinvest it. I'll make that money back in a couple of years.
Or you'll be the guy on TV. I won the lottery and now I'm broke.
I bought a big house in a Hummer.
I got a Dalmatian statue. Why? Because why would you not have a Dalmatian statue?
When you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense. So there you go. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, everybody. We've got some NFL stuff still to get to in the final hour of the show. Some odds and ends and a golfer diet. But coming up next, your favorite segment, stat or story on the Fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. Stat or Story time. Get us some NFL stuff coming up. We might punt on that tomorrow as well. We'll see how the final half hour of the show
goes. Punt on what?
The NFL stuff, because we haven't got to Beavis and Butthead yet, and we got flying snakes to talk about. And I want to talk about a golfer's diet.
I introduced my daughter to Ren and Stimpy last night.
How did it go?
Oh, God.
Well, because that was it was a controversial show for me in my youth.
It's a little aggressive.
My mom wouldn't let me watch it. I'd have to watch it at friend's house or something.
Now, how old's your oldest again?
Eight.
Eight.
She just turned eight.
Okay.
I was about that age when that show came out.
That's a little aggressive.
Well, but I wanted to see what she thought.
Did she like it? Did she laugh?
Not once.
Not one time.
She thought it was pretty stupid.
Huh.
Because it coincidentally, the episode I showed her, Ren was talking about Wienerland. And, you know, you didn't, you
like
knew.
Like sausages.
Yeah, but the pictures and the drawings, yeah. And like, yeah, he's yeah. got a line, he's like, Stimpy, the wieners and the veins. I was like, whoa, did he say a vein?
Yeah, that show definitely towed the line of
did
what was
acceptable.
They
knew what they were doing on Nick Ignite.
That.
And she was, I, no, we no, did no. like 5 minutes and I could just see.
Now you think it's because she's not old enough for it yet? Did she like not understand some of the jokes?
Yeah, but I also think it's a time thing. Like,
sure.
We didn't give any Fs in the 90s. Let's
well,
be real.
No, what I was going to say is I think kids are so exposed to cursing and pretty graphic. And like even now they're exposed to a pandemic. What does that mean? You got to explain it. Yeah. The political climate leaks into your household environments. You're like, well, we were so kind of, we got raunchy stuff, but we were also coddled at the same time. Yeah. So I just, so, I don't know.
Interesting.
She wasn't into it at all.
And not a Ren and Stimpy fan.
Be honest, I'm watching it too, and I'm like, God, this was really a stupid random cartoon.
I had a similar moment with my son when I put on Blank Check a couple months ago, that Disney movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I love this movie as a kid. This,
not good.
No.
Not
when you
good.
Have a full-grown woman making out with like
Let
a 10-year-old
make
boy.
Out. She gave him a peck.
I don't know. Just questionable decisions.
Now.
If yeah. you're that kid, you're I mean, slipping the tongue in that scene.
Retake. Stop, Tommy, please. Take 57.
All right. Yeah, that's yeah.
Because she was that actress is gorgeous.
She was, yeah.
Also in Dumb and Dumber. She's the bad guy.
Oh, that's right. Yes. One of the mobsters, gangsters, mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah.
Oof, yeah, that didn't age well.
Not at all.
All right, what do we got, Joe?
Okay, so our first number is 160.
160.
160. Is that the amount of Cam Newton passing touchdowns in his career? Hmm. Or is it the amount a Michigan man won on a lottery scratcher, which led him to press his luck by 3 more scratchers, in which he then won $2 million?
Okay, Dirt, he's never been a 40-touchdown guy.
His high, I believe, was his MVP season. He threw 35. If you look at the last, obviously not much the last 2 years, but, I mean, you're looking
low
at
low 30s,
mid,
high 20s.
I don't know if he's ever topped 30 in any other year.
160. No, I know. We're trying to
I thought you said 150. Did you say 150?
160.
160.
Sorry, let's say it's 27. Let's just say it's 27 on average.
Since 2011.
What's that?
That's too specific of a number for me that he would end up exactly on that. I'm going to go story.
So if we went 28 times
I think he's less than that.
Yeah, it could get if it's less than that, it could be. But I still think it's a little more than 160. I will go story.
Story.
It is a story.
Thank you.
Passing touchdowns for Cam Newton. 182.
Yeah. Oh, he's got more than that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's
and, you know, the story.
His other high, I just pulled it up, is 24.
Yeah.
This is his other high. So 21, 24, 22, 24.
I know it's yep. passing league, but Greg Olsen always said, like, you can't just look at generic quarterback stats with him. He is he impacts
yeah,
the game.
Rushing numbers.
Yeah. He does so many other things for the team.
Yep.
The story goes 56-year-old Monroe County man. Told Michigan lottery officials he had a recent string of good luck with a $2 million bonus scratch-off tickets, won $160 and took $100 of that in his pocket, used the other $60 to buy 3 more tickets, and sure enough, won $2 million.
Yeah, if you're not spending much on one tick and you got $70 or $60, why not just get a ton of tickets for the bigger prize?
God, I want to win the lottery.
I highly doubt we're going to get any, but just out of curiosity, anybody listening right now, 503-250-1080. Have you won
a substantial amount?
Yeah, not like $150. Has anybody out there won like 10 grand or more on a lottery ticket of some sort?
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. I need to buy more lottery tickets.
Do you?
You gotta play the game, baby. If you don't play, you're not going to win.
That's always been my theory, but I
you
never
miss
really...
all the shots you don't take, Sprague. Okay?
Not for investment
I always
purposes.
Want to do the Oregon, just like strictly the Oregon lottery instead of Powerball or Mega Millions.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, that's 1.6 mil. I win. I'm going to get what? And then I remind myself enough to pay off a house.
I love playing that game in my head. Like, you know, you're not going to win, but the butt.
Yeah.
But what if you did, man? It'd be pretty cool.
All right. In the spirit of Bobby Bonilla Day, your number is 42 million.
42 million.
Is it the amount of money my Baltimore Orioles Chris Davis deferred over 15 years starting in 2023.
$42 million, huh?
Or
jeez.
Is it the amount of methamphetamine tablets the Italian government seized from ISIS in a world record drug bust?
Whoa. That's a lot of tablets.
What a story.
Look, he had a couple of good years in there. But I don't really ever remember Chris Davis getting a giant contract extension, and maybe I'm way off on that, but I don't remember that for some reason.
Yeah, this seems like too much. I'm going story.
Like $42 million? That's, yeah.
We didn't even mention him in that segment.
No, I feel like that would have popped up on that segment we were talking about it. Oh, and
just got that swagger
he
look.
Does
like.
Have that look.
I have no look.
And look, I get all these wrong, but I'm going to say story as well.
Yep. Damn.
Chris Davis. Starting in 2023.
They gave him a big contract?
Dude, don't get me started.
Yeah, I think it was right after his big home run season.
Get me started on him. 7-year contract, $161 million. I'm just pissed reading all this. I don't even know why I did this to myself.
I'd love to, by the way, that he was a guy that from the age of 22 until he turned 25, you would think prime years of your career.
Didn't do a damn thing.
He hit a total of, hold on, let me count them up, 38, 39, 44. He hit a total of 49 home runs over the span of, five seasons? And then went for 33, 53, 26, 47. And I remember the year he hit 53 in 2013 was when he was going on and on about it. If he hit 61, it would be the legitimate record because the steroid-tainted numbers are north of Roger Maris. It's like, bro, you came out of nowhere, you're hitting 50 bombs, and you're going to go like, this is a real record? Nobody's going to buy that.
Dur, what does it say about us? He had a 7-year, $160 million deal. And
I don't remember that at all. Did they give it to him after 2013? They had to have given it to him after 2013.
It was before the 2016 season.
It was.
They held on after that.
2015-ish.
He hit .196 in 2014.
Dude, you guys, I mean, this is not news to me.
You know what his career reeks of, right? I mean, I don't want to say it because these players are butthurt and they sue everybody, but.
On the sauce, off the sauce.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, he did get busted for Adderall at one point.
Yeah.
And that was because of him actually having ADHD. So some people think that he had to get off of it for the league rules, and that caused his play to just
slowly decline.
Also,
you've had more
decline.
Shifts, and he hits right into the shifts on every at-bat.
He's pretty atrocious.
Coming up next, does Adderall make you launch the ball further?
His averages, batting averages since starting in 2014, .196, .262, .221, .215, .168. Last year, he hit in 105 games, he had .179.
So a 12 good,
home
so
runs.
A good year.
With 12 home
runs. He had 12
runs.
Homers.
Yikes, that's
so,
a bad deal.
In 2023, he will get $3.5 million for 10 years. Every year for 10 years, $3.5 million. And then after that, you'll get about $1.4 million for the next five after that.
Have fun paying that off. Led the league in strikeouts back-to-back years, too, by the way, after signing that deal.
Yeah. Go Orioles. Adley.
You got Adley Rutschman, baby.
Yeah, and anytime you can come on up and play.
It ain't your money. Why do you care? It's not like it ties into the salary cap. It'll be all right.
All right. So last number is 447. 447. Is it the amount of points Zion Williamson has scored in his career in the NBA?
447.
That seems a bit aggressive.
How many points does a player score in a season? I don't have any frame of reference of points for some
I'm really
reason.
Bad at that, too, and I watch the league.
Well, keep
I'm
in mind, he's great. Only played around the 15 to 20 game range. I think 19 games
I'm going to look up Kawhi.
Okay.
Or
just to see.
Is it the amount in euros an Austrian man was fined by Vienna police for a provocative fart aimed towards them?
Wait, what?
How many games do you think Zion played?
I'm going to go stat.
How many games do you think he played?
So I did that number divided by 20.
He played 20?
I don't know how many he played, but I think it's somewhere in there. That would be about 22 points per game. And he might have had a little... that sounds about
that sounds
right
close.
To me.
Yeah.
He had some good run. He had some good numbers.
All right, so you're going stat?
I'm going to go stat.
And I will, for cliche reasons, I will be going story here.
And you're
going
to get it right.
It is a story.
Yeah. I mean, I just knew it.
The amount of points
if
Zion...
If you would have guessed with me, if his numbers would have changed on the box score, and it would have been 447.
Zion Williamson has scored...
I can't look up Kawhi. The
448.
Yeah, so at least my math was right.
You were close.
Yeah. How many was he averaging per game?
I don't know. I would have to look that up. But yeah, the story.
I looked at the stats and I didn't see the per game.
Hey, I just looked at the point total.
I'm with you.
I got a strategy for Saturday story. But yeah, a man in Vienna was fined 447 euros for apparently letting go a, and I quote, massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent towards police. This happened last month. Offending public decency is what they said. Officers argued that the offender was uncooperative and behaving provocatively. The officers leading up to the incident. Of course, no one is reported for accidentally letting one go. You know,
I gotta.
I mean, yeah, come on.
The trust tree here. I'm a little late to the party. I've discovered farting on early morning run is the greatest. You see me going, I'm on mile two.
You just discovered farting during a run? Feels good?
I largely just...
Do you hold it in usually?
I kind of do, yeah.
Why?
Well, it's early morning, Dirt. I'm kind of afraid of...
Oh, okay.
You know, letting...
Well, be careful. That run could turn into a waddle
That's what I'm saying, Joe. That's a really good... Yeah, that's a good point.
I had one of those in the office the other day if we're going to be in the trust tree.
You had to waddle?
I mean, it got a little dangerous, a little dicey there.
Touch some cloth there?
He had to go check. Give it a look-see, make sure you're all right.
I don't know if we were in that trust tree. That was...
Brandon, we've all been there.
We've all been there.
Come on. All right,
where are you going?
I gotta go! Zion, by the way, played 19 games. He averaged 23.6 points
per game.
Dude,
you were one game off and you were 1 point less.
That was well done, Matt.
And that was the difference.
You know what? I'm giving myself a win on that one. Okay?
No.
That's going to win.
That's not how it works.
Counts as a dub.
That's not how it works.
Give me that dub. Yeah, no, I see your point early morning. You don't want to poop your pants while you're running. That could be dangerous. But, yeah, I think farting during a physical activity feels fantastic.
Yeah, but you can't do it at the gym. I run into the crop. I resent the person who rips it at the gym. I'm sorry. Go to the restroom.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I don't want a cloud sitting there next to the dumbbells.
I wouldn't do that. Somebody said farting on a run. I like to call it kicking in the rocket boosters.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Give you a little extra boost, like you lose a couple of pounds along the way. By the way, I was just scrolling through. I know we're against it. We got to go. Somebody said I hit 5,000 Oregon Lottery twice, slot machines. Somebody said my dad's friend won 6 million on one, 2.5 million on another one.
What? $8 million?
Yeah, 8.5 technically, pre-tax. Somebody said my friend's mom won 150K on a scratch it. Most I've won is 1,500.
Damn.
Somebody said I've won 4,500 twice in the last 2 years.
Wow.
What else we got here?
What's the horseshoe these people have, man?
Might have to buy some scratchers.
Have you ever been, like, you know what I realize is I'm not the guy who ever gets the break like that. Like, if I play golf, me and a friend will hit the same shot.
You got a hole in one. You don't play golf and you got a hole in one. Don't even talk to me about
this
breaks.
This is true.
Backfired. I just developed a breathing apparatus. We are hunting your people on land right now. You didn't see that coming, did you? I don't catch breaks. You got a hole in one. You shot like 115 that day. Get out of here.
Holy hell. Are you kidding me?
It'd be like Joe showing up at Eastmoreland in that round and getting a hole in one. Man, I just can't catch a break today. It's all bouncing the wrong way.
I digress. I have no rebuttal.
That backfired.
You have absolutely silenced me. And now I'm just going to shut up so you go to break.
Somebody said my wife won 99... Is it 99 or 99 grand on a $5 ticket? About 20 years ago, paid for an extension on the house, paid bills, and I bought a 69 Mustang.
This is going to sound dumb. 99 grand is life-changing money for me.
No, yeah, I think that's big money for a lot of people.
Life-changing money.
Yeah, give me nearly 100K.
Yeah, I think so.
This video, somebody said my aunt got divorced and the jacket.
Joe's going to have real hot dog buns if he wins 99 grand.
He's toasting those bad boys.
He's going to have his own toaster at his desk.
Somebody said my aunt got divorced and the jackass former uncle won 150K a year later.
Oof. Damn.
Bad timing on that one.
Miss you, uncle. How you been?
Bad timing. Bueno. All right, there you go. Saturday story every Wednesday at 2:15.
God, you really silenced me. That was a crazy.
I don't
catch
breaks from the guy who got a hole in one.
Thanks for also telling me how crappy at golf I am.
By the way, Ryan Lishgood now texted me, and the hole in one was a worm burner, if I remember correctly. You just scold it off the top of your club and it goes in the hole.
I don't think it was quite a laser, but it was pretty straight.
Get that ass out of
here. And it just bounced once and then rolled right into that. Right in that bitch.
All right, let's have some fun. There's a golfer with a diet that I wonder if we can handle it. We'll get to that next. First, here's Joe with Sports Center.
I'm coming home to the place that I remember.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
Would you spread wide your arms for this wayward son? I left my heart in Oregon.
All right, welcome back in, 239. Get the Flying Snakes and Beavis and Butthead to close out the show.
So it's Beavis and Butthead funny?
Yes.
Like now? As I was like a teenager.
I was pretty young when Beavis and Butthead was a hit. I still love their movie, Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah, Do America, yeah.
That's a classic. We'll get to that because they're rebooting it. I'm going to save a couple things for tomorrow, including what a couple of baseball teams are doing. I'm kind of tempted to buy one of these, I'm not going to lie. But we'll get to that tomorrow. First, I'm going to do this. So there's another Traverse Championship was last weekend. What's the one this weekend? What were we watching earlier, Joe? Do you remember? Is it Wells Fargo?
No, it's the Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage. Thank you. So they did a little practice round today on the Golf Channel. It's kind of fun. They mic'd the guys up. They did a little nine-hole charity thing.
There was a shout-out to Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, shout
Bubba
out to
Watson
Dan.
Was like, I've been impressed with Dan Gilbert.
Way to go, Dan. But one of the talks of golf since returning has been Bryson DeChambeau because he gained roughly 30 pounds. Has been hitting absurd bombs since the return of post-COVID golf, right?
I think he had a par 4, 442. He hit it like 380.
Dude, it's nuts, man. Absolutely nuts.
Insane.
So he was talking to reporters earlier this month about his diet, and he just recently broke it down a little further. Earlier this month, they asked what he eats, and he responded, I eat whatever I want, whenever I want.
And when you're trying to get big, it doesn't really matter.
He continued, obviously, I'm trying to control the intake of sugars, but carbs are fine. I'm just sweating like crazy out here. It's a hilarious quote. But yesterday, he sat down ahead of the tournament this weekend, and he broke down his exact diet. Are you ready for this? Could you handle this diet?
Okay.
Here's apparently his eating habits. He eats, in the morning, 4 eggs with toast and 5 strips of bacon, plus 2 protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's his breakfast.
I could do that.
You could do that? 4 eggs, 5 strips of bacon, toast, and 2 protein shakes?
Yeah, that's not a problem for me.
Really?
Well, breakfast is my meal.
Okay.
I delay it, but I could wake up every day and do that.
I do the whenever I make breakfast, I always wake up with the I'm really hungry, I'm going to make a lot, and I'd never eat all of it.
Hmm.
You're like, ooh, I'm going to make like 5 eggs and a bunch of bacon. And you get done, you're like, oh, God, that was too much food. Okay, lunchtime, he eats a protein bar and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich throughout the day. Okay?
So far, this not is bad. Not difficult.
He then, throughout the course of the day, will consume 2 different shakes back-to-back and then 1 later on in the day. So 2 more protein, so 3 more protein shakes.
This dude takes massive dumps all day.
And then he eats steak and potatoes for dinner with 2 more protein shakes on top of that.
So he's, what was that math, 5 protein shakes?
I am counting 2 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 2 for dinner.
So 7. Okay.
7 protein shakes, 4 eggs, toast, 5 pieces of bacon, a protein bar, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, steak and potatoes.
I mean, if you're going on the full, you're doing all the meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, that really, I was expecting far worse. That's not hard. And drinking protein shakes, the only thing that's going to do is make you take a dump and add and add more mass to your body.
That is so many protein shakes.
It is, but like if you, I mean, you just want one glass of it and you're done, is that hard to you?
I don't think I could eat that much, to be honest with you. The bacon would fill me up for most of the day, and then to add steak and potatoes on at night, like I try and go heavy for one meal or the other. If I eat like a big ginormous breakfast, I'll usually do like a lighter dinner. I couldn't do that and then steak every single day, steak and potatoes for dinner too, on top of that big breakfast.
Yeah,
I couldn't handle that.
But you're not getting a quantity of how many potatoes? Is it one? Is
I mean,
it
I'm
a
assuming
baked?
It's a big cut of meat and a decent amount of
potatoes.
Yeah,
it's probably a nice ribeye or something paired with some delicious garlic mashed potatoes or something.
For
but
a guy that's gained 30 pounds of muscle in 3 months.
Well, I wonder what if he does any cardio at all. Because I know when you're building, you don't want to do as much, right? Because you want to pack on the pounds and then do what you want with it. But you'd imagine he'd implement some cardio in there outside of just walking the course.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like it because he's just bulking up. He's just lifting weights in the morning and playing golf in the afternoon.
Well, you know, I had a moment where I thought I wanted to try to get bigger and lift the weights. It kind of scares me because my dad's dad died when he was like 44 of a heart attack.
Right.
So I don't know. I think when you hear that kind of stuff, sometimes it can stick in your brain. Yeah. I would be afraid to eat that kind of diet on a daily basis because, well, see genetics.
Right. Somebody said, you eat that diet, you better not mic up. The golfers are going to hear a lot of walking farts. Somebody said his kidneys going to be really effed up. Somebody said he had to be averaging 7,000 to 10,000 calories a day to be built like that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, we don't know the specifics of some of the stuff.
Well, like, he was kind of already a big guy, so it was
not
20...
when he was in college. He was smaller when he was in college, but yeah, he was bulking slowly.
Yes.
And then sped it up. And again, it depends on what kind of bacon you're talking about, too. Right? There's different cuts of bacon. Are you doing big ass like slices of bacon?
Ooh, thick slices of bacon with some eggs.
You do five of those, that'll fill you up with four eggs on top of it and pieces of toast.
And plus the two protein shakes.
Right, and two protein shakes.
Now, let me ask you this. What stands out more to people when you see somebody you haven't seen in a long time and they're bigger, whether that's fat or buff?
Sure.
Or significantly skinnier?
Skinnier.
Really?
I think so. Unless you're, yeah.
I'm talking about both ways you are much different than when the last time you saw that person. Because,
I mean, either way would be weird. Like, if you ran into Crawford and you weighed 350 pounds, you'd be like, whoa. Like, it would catch you off guard.
When I saw his video, I was kind of like, whoa. Because he's a bigger Crawford than I've known the whole time I've known him. He's as big as he's ever been. But he's doing a lot of weightlifting. But I've seen people lose weight, and my instant reaction is, oh man, I could tell they lost weight. Whereas I've seen people who've gained weight, and my first thought is, whoa.
Yeah, you just give it a whoa.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah, so Bryson DeChambeau outlined his diet. Could you handle it? 4 eggs, 5 pieces of bacon, pieces of toast, 2 protein shakes for breakfast, PB&J sandwich, protein bars, 3 shakes for lunch, and then steak, potatoes, and 2 more protein shakes for dinner.
I think at most I could do this twice a week, at most.
Yeah, he said he's consuming roughly 6 to 7 protein shakes a day.
God.
On top of all the stuff that he's eating as well.
So, hey, he's playing the best so far of anybody that's come back. I know he hasn't won, but he's been right there in the hunt every time.
I thought Brooks Koepka had a great quote because some golf fuddy-duddies were bitching about him hitting the ball too far. And they wanted to limits and have generic golf balls and that kind of stuff because of how far he was hitting. He was like, Koepka came out and was like, man, he put this work in. He bulked his body up to this point. Any golfer is free to do this if they want to do it. Now, is it going to work out from the long run? Is it the right thing for a golfer to do? There's differing concepts and strategies on that. Why would you punt? Like, that's stupid. He put the work in. He got bigger. He's reaping the benefits of it by playing. He hasn't won, but he's been playing really good golf.
You know, of all the sports, I think golf fuddy-duddy guy is the worst to me.
Golf change. I mean, they did it at Augusta. They tiger-proofed the course. Like, you had a lot of that, where they try and change the shapes of holes to make it tougher for certain people.
But they're so caught up in tradition and, like, what's been the norm. I asked you before, because we're watching the practice round with Varner and Watson and Day. And it was kind of fun access. They're joking around. They're like hitting half serious chip shots.
Kind of speeding up and stuff.
You know, playing skins game or whatever. And I asked you, when do you think if there's ever a moment on the PGA Tour they would allow music? Because every time I play now, I stole this from your buddy Crawford. Every time I play, I listen to music now.
Yeah, you just throw the old Bose on.
I change the station, the speaker, I always have some music going. And then when are they going to let them wear shorts on a regular basis?
Yeah, I'd be all for it, but you got some fuddy-duddies. It could take them a while, but maybe we're there in 15 to 20 years.
We need us to be the ones that
are trending that direction.
When we're the olds, it's probably going to be normal because we'll go, oh, yeah, we like doing that.
Trending that direction. Hey, is Beavis and Butthead funny? And we got flying flying snakes. We'll close up there next on The Fam.
Well, I used to wake the morning before the rooster crowed, searching for soda bottles to get myself some dough.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
Down to the country store, cash them in and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe.
If you want to be terrified, scientists have studied how snakes can fly. Apparently they're in South and Southeast Asia.
God, I don't even know how they move on the ground, let alone they're going to fly now.
Let me try and say this. The Chrysopelea paradisi, also known as the paradise tree snake.
Imagine a snake flying at you.
I would pee my pants.
Yeah, I don't like seeing snakes on the ground, let alone flying at me.
So they use an undulating motion as they move through the air, and the researchers have been curious to find out how they did it and why they did it. They had a basic understanding of the undulation thanks to the study of somebody did about 20 years ago.
This is the second day in a row you've used that word, undulate. I love it.
Yeah, we talked about undulated greens yesterday. They carried out indoor experiments with live snakes at Virginia Tech and also developed a computational model, which is a big step forward. This is wild stuff, yeah. So they're going to publish a thing in the Journal of Nature Physics about how these snakes can fly because they essentially use a similar movement, wiggling their body. The one thing it sounds like they have not been able to figure out yet is how they launch themselves from the tree.
That's
like
ridiculous.
How you get that immediate level of force to push off from where they're at, but they're starting to understand how they're able to wiggle their body through the air to fly certain distances.
Well, it sucks for all the animals they end up eating on that tree that now they can skip tree to tree. So those squirrels or whatever is on those in those countries thinking they're safe jumping. Well, the snake's flying after you. And my only thought is given how strong they are, there's got to be some kind of launch pattern they've developed and also figured out like to fly longer in the air. They probably have to wiggle their body in a weird motion.
You gotta whip that tail.
Look, it's terrifying. There's no doubt about it.
Text line's so great. Kevin Durant flies all over the country. It's easy.
He does. This is true. He's played for a couple of different organizations as well.
Kevin Durant going to be known as a snake the rest of his career?
For sure. Yes.
Like, he could play another decade. Are we still at the end of that going to be like, oh, Kevin the Snake Durant?
I will make sure that that passes down to the next generation of NBA followers.
His best bet is going to be you have to win multiple championships in Brooklyn. You have to win multiple without the Warriors before
going to have the perception of him that way. Mm-hmm. They understand that undulation stabilizes the glide and stops the snake from tumbling, as well as allowing them to cover more horizontal distance. And their next stage, as I mentioned, is to observe snakes jumping from trees or gliding outdoors, investigating how they generate lift and how they turn in the air. So
sweet.
Flying snakes, that's a thing in Asia if you want to go travel over there. One last note for the show today as well. They announced today, Comedy Central did, that creator Mike Judge is back, and they were bringing Beavis and Butthead for a return for two more seasons as well as additional spinoffs and specials. He's going to return, Mike Judge is going to return as the show's central driving force. He will write, produce, and provide the voiceover for both of the iconic characters. So Cornholio is back.
And, I am Cornholio.
And Beavis and Butthead returns.
Oh, this sucks.
That would be something, because, I always think of Beavis and Butthead as funny because of the age that I watched it.
He said, time to get stupid again.
I would be genuinely curious. I have not watched an episode of Beavis and Butthead in a long time. How I would react and laugh about it.
I don't know either, because as a kid, there's the, I'm watching the controversial show that I shouldn't be watching element of laughter mixed in with adult humor at a young age. Because the first episode aired in 93. So, yeah, some of our listeners were much more mature and older than us.
It was pretty young comedy for me, and
I was 7 to 8 years old when this show broke through, and I would say about 9 or 10 when it was, like, the show to see.
Like, you mentioned the showing your daughter Ren and Stimpy. This was one of the first ones I remember my dad letting me watch.
Oh, like, he let you watch this?
Not right away, not in 1993, but a couple of years after that. Yeah, watching Beavis and Butthead, that was like a big step in the comedy game for me. Need more TP.
It's
a good movie, though.
It's
Beavis
a great movie.
Beavis and Butthead Do America is a good movie.
I said,
they go to the White House.
I said something to a girl in elementary school, like jokey, making fun of her thing. And she responded with, yeah, well, you look like you could be Beavis for Halloween. And that set off the whole class laughed at me because
you a little bit.
They were all laughing how true it was. Like, you got the brown hair.
Dude, you can pull the look off. Just do the, you can pull that look off. I can see it. So Beavis and Butthead returning for a couple of more seasons on Comedy Central and some additional spinoffs and specials.
Well, YouTube TV just announced their price increase to $64.99 a month now.
Yeah, it's a big jump.
But included in that is more channels, and one of them is Comedy Central.
Okay, there you go. You can watch Beavis and Butthead. Tomorrow, a couple things we didn't get to today. Let me see. I wrote them down. There's some stuff out of the MLS I want to get to, some things that Major League Baseball teams are doing. By the way, I think they're all reporting and starting practice today. So we'll get to that a little bit.
They said they rebooted this show 5 years ago, and it was terrible.
Oh, I didn't see that. No, I don't remember that. I wouldn't be shocked by it. So I guess it's a new reboot. And then some NFL stuff we didn't get to, including teams traveling, notes on the preseason, and waivers that fans might have to sign. That'll do for us, though. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.